Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Excuse me, ladies. Can I come in, please?
Yes, of course you can.
Thanks. Penny, it might be an idea that you stand by the door and warn anyone who wants to come in that I'm in here, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
So, Matthew, this is the locker.
Oh, good grief. Why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know.
I see you started to clean it, but what have they used?
I think it's lipstick here, and then some sort of spray there.
Oh, and what on earth is that?
I'm not sure, but it looks like some sort of manure.
Or something worse. It smells awful.
I know.
Well, what I find confusing is that you'd think that whoever did it would want to do it as quickly as possible and not muck around using three types of stuff to write with.
Maybe it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
No, I doubt it. I mean, who in their right mind carries manure around with them?
God. No, it was deliberate, all right. They wanted to hurt me.
Hang on. What on earth does that mean?
Well, yeah, that's just what I was explaining to Penny. That bit says, go back to Wales and stay there.
Right. Penny, is there anyone waiting to come in?
No. By the looks of things, everyone's gone home.
All right. Well, let's get another bucket of water, some strong cleaner from the cleaner's room, and clear this lot away. Would you be able to help, Penny?
Yes, of course I will.
Did either of you see anyone leaving this room?
No, I didn't. Did you, Penny?
No. But just now I saw Tina leave the building.
Okay. I'll speak to you soon. No, I won't forget. I miss you too. And you. Bye.
Who was that on the phone?
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. So who was it?
Oh, it was Enzo from Italy.
Enzo? I didn't know you still kept in touch with him.
Yeah, we text each other once in a while.
And how's the business doing over there?
He says it's thriving.
Well, maybe they should have kept you on then.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Still, must be nice to be home now and not have to worry about work.
It might be if we had a bit more sunshine.
What? It's been sunny recently.
Oh, yes. I remember that day.
Oh, Vince, too much sun is bad for you.
And so's too much rain. You can drown in it.
Oh, honestly, we haven't had that much.
Since I've been home, most days it's rained.
Oh, rubbish. So, what have you done today?
Not a lot.
Well, you must have done something.
Well, I finished reading my book, and I tidied the shed up, and I watched some telly.
Did you hoover through?
Oh no, I forgot.
And what about the tap?
What about it?
Well, the one that drips. Did you mend it?
Oh no, I couldn't do that. I need a part for it. Oh,
what, a new tap?
No, a washer.
So you didn't think to go round the shops and get one?
No, I didn't.
Well, do you want to know how my day was?
Go on then, tell me.
Well, it was very busy.
Good. Oh, I had the tuna, by the way. That should please you.
Oh, yeah, I'm ecstatic to hear that, Vince.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad I'm doing something right.
Right, let's put these buckets away and then I think we're all done.
OK, I've just got to get something from my locker and then I'll be off.
Megan, can I have a quick word with you in my office, please?
What, now?
Yes, please, if that's all right.
Yeah, OK.
Right, I'm off. I'll phone you later, Megan.
Oh, thanks, Penny.
So what time would be convenient?
About 6.
OK, I'll phone you then. Bye.
Bye, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Matthew, I know it was Tina who did it.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
Because she's got it in for me.
Yeah, but that's not sufficient proof, Megan.
Yeah, well, it's obvious it's her. No one else would do it.
Okay, look, think back. Could you have upset anyone, but weren't necessarily aware of doing it?
No.
Thing is, we can't accuse anyone of doing anything without proof.
But doesn't the camera cover the locker room door?
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry, it covers the area just before that, but not the actual door.
Well, it should do.
Look, I don't suppose there's been a need for it before now. We don't monitor every inch of the shop. I'm not Big Brother.
Look, sorry, Matthew. I didn't mean to snap at you.
Okay, look, we've got the photos of your locker. I'll write a report. If you can add a description of what you found, when you found it, and what happened afterward, then at least we'll have a comprehensive account of the whole incident.
Matthew, what do you think she'll do next?
Well, maybe this is just a one-off and she thinks you'll leave after this.
So, you do think it's her then?
No, but it might be. Look, at the moment we can't prove it.
You know what? I feel like spraying paint all over a precious car.
No, don't do that. Not even a crossword or a sarcastic comment towards her, or about her to anyone else, yeah? I don't expect you to be ultra-friendly, but you must be pleasant as normal, okay?
No, I can't.
You've got to, Megan. Rise above this, and then you'll get through it. Tina Long, or whoever it is that's doing this, isn't going to make you leave Patterson's. I'm not letting him. I'll tell you now, you're not going anywhere while I'm still here.
Hello, Penny?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I feel better now that I've had a glass of wine.
Oh, good. So what did Matthew say?
Just that I must do everything as normal, and not to show anyone that this has affected me.
Gosh, how will you do that?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd like to tell everyone what she's done. But he's right, and as he says, whoever has done this must not have the satisfaction to know how much it has upset me. I'm not going to mention this to anyone, and you mustn't either, Penny.
No, of course I won't.
I mean it, not even to Jim.
No, I won't say a word, I promise. So what are you doing tonight?
Finishing the bottle, I think.
By yourself?
Yeah, unless you want to pop round.
I'll be with you in about 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to let you get pickled by yourself. I'll come over and help you.
Well, that's about it, really. We've recorded it all, and I'll keep a very close eye on Tina from now on.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Well, I thought you should be told about this incident. I mean, it was a terrible sight, and Megan was really upset.
Okay, well, I'll leave it to you then. But as a thought, why don't we turn this around?
How do you mean?
Well, something is obviously wrong with Tina. Well, if it is her. So why don't we befriend her and see if that helps the situation?
I'm sorry, I don't follow.
Well, look, why don't you make a big effort to be friendly to her? Nothing over the top, mind you. And be somewhat caring. And, well, that might help her feel happier about herself. And, it might have a knock-on effect that she doesn't take her anger or resentment, or whatever it is, out on other members of staff.
Oh, I see. But then, I don't really want to give her the wrong impression, you know?
No, I'm sure you won't do that. Just be a bit more friendly towards her than you have in the past, but be totally professional.
I'm not sure about this, Uncle Nick.
Well, no, Matthew, I insist. It might be just what Tina needs. She's obviously not a very happy young lady, and this might give her the incentive to forget about other people and concentrate more on herself.
Yeah, but I'm still not sure this is going to work, though.
I think if we show her a little kindness, she just might show some back.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Look, give it a go. We've got nothing to lose.
Okay, if that's what you want. But I've still got some reservations about this.
Matthew, just try it out and see what happens, okay?
All right, Uncle. But remember, this was your idea.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.